Hi everyone, I'm Robin Bella from robinreiki.com and this is my first mini podcast. Yay! So today what I'm talking about is on the topic of resistance. And I'm guided to talk about this today, and I hope this is something that people listening are interested to listen today. The topic is mainly for those who are resisting whatever that they don't want in life, and perhaps even what they want. And let me first talk about what if you are resisting something you don't want. The rule number one is, if you are resisting something you don't want, you are by default attracting that into your life. Because by law of attraction, whatever you're focusing your attention on, you are simply bringing that closer to you. So anybody here wanting to remove something out of their life, the best thing would be is to decide that it is not going to be the decision to do. It's a no, complete no. And to stop worrying about it, that it might happen, or whatever that you worried about, that it should, that makes your life not comfortable or whatever. So what I would say is the best thing is to let go that, either through prayer, through take a nice deep breath and inhale deep inside, and you just simply let it go. And I feel that when you do it as a prayer, it works wonders, because you are simply allowing your soul to open up and to really asking your soul and making a decision on a soul level to let it go. And when you connect to that part, it is such a firm decision that you know deep down that that's it. You're not going to be afraid of attracting maybe the person you are afraid to meet at your work, or perhaps losing a job, even though everything is perfectly fine, but you know, you're resisting the goodness in life, just by being afraid of these things that you are simply thinking about. So let's not worry about the not has. Let's focus on what we want. So in the beginning, we talked about that resisting the not good things. And what about the good things? If you are having this fear of attracting, not being able to attract something good into your life, then perhaps there is a need to check on a soul level that you deserve to receive all the good things in your life that you want. And it is important to focus on the aspect, the feeling of having those things. And I would really encourage you to start daydreaming, dreaming things that you don't even have now, and believe or feel it as if you've got it now. And just enjoy the feeling of having it, because when you do that, you naturally, organically move towards what you want, to your goals. And really, again, prayer in a way works wonders, because it really opens your heart, and the heart is really the fertilizer to attract what you want. Because when you're in the fear-based energy, you really don't attract anything. You can read, you know, daily affirmations or anything. You really need to be in the fear, love-based energy, and not the fear-based. So with these ideas and these notes, I hope that today you will have a resistance-free day and week. And I'm so happy to be able to share this little message with you. Do leave me your comments, and I hope to connect with you very soon with a new topic, and hope you enjoy this. This is Robin Bella from robinreiki.com. Bye now.